Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. We often imagine peace as something that will arrive when life settles down, circumstances change, or we finally become the person we think we should be. And yet, perhaps peace doesn't require anything to be different. Perhaps it begins by changing our relationship to what is already here. This meditation is an invitation to notice the places where we may be arguing with ourselves, our bodies, our feelings, our imperfections, or simply the reality of this moment. And instead of arguing, gently experiment with putting down the struggle. So I invite you to begin to settle into a posture that feels supportive. Gently close your eyes or lower your glance. And before we do anything else, before we try to become still or focused, simply notice you are here. Feel the places where your body meets the chair, your feet meet the floor. Feel the weight of your hands where they rest. And notice that you don't have to hold yourself up entirely on your own. The chair is supporting you. The earth beneath you is supporting the chair, supporting your feet, supporting the weight of your body. Take a few moments, to whatever extent possible, experience yourself being held. Now begin to gently scan through your body. Are there places that might soften? Not because they should, but because they can. Maybe your forehead, the muscles around your eyes, your jaw. Might your shoulders loosen, or your hands relax a bit? Check in with your belly and the lower back. Nothing needs to be forced. We're only sending quiet invitations to open with the inhale and soften on the exhale. Arriving. Now I invite you to bring your attention to the breath. Find the place where it's easiest to experience it. The nostrils, the chest, the belly. Mark this place as your home base. Place you can anchor to when the mind wanders. Feel the rise and the fall. The body breathes in. The body breathes out. In and out. From The Anatomy of Peace, written by John Rodel. My brain and heart divorced a decade ago over who was to blame about how big a mess I had become. Eventually, they couldn't be in the same room with each other. Now my head and my heart share custody of me. I stay with my brain during the week and my heart gets me on the weekends. They never speak to each other. Instead, they give me the same note to pass to each other every week. And the notes they send to one another always say the same thing. This is your fault. On Sundays, my heart complains about how my head has let me down in the past. And on Wednesday, my head lists all the times my heart has screwed things up for me in the future. They blame each other for the state of my life. There's been a lot of yelling and crying lately. So lately, I've been spending a lot of time with my gut, who serves as my unofficial therapist most nights. I sneak out the window of my rib cage and slide down my spine and collapse on my gut's plush leather chair that's always open for me. And I just sit and sit until the sun comes up. Last evening, my gut asked me if I was having a hard time being caught between my heart and my head. I nodded. I said, I didn't know if I could live with either of them anymore. My heart is always sad about something that happened yesterday, while my head is always worried about something that may happen tomorrow. My gut squeezed my hand. I just can't live with my mistakes of the past or my anxiety about the future, I sighed. My gut smiled and said, in that case, you should go stay with your lungs for a while. I was confused. The look on my face gave me away. If you are exhausted about your heart's obsession with fixing the past, or your mind's focus on uncertainties of the future, your lungs are the perfect place for you. There is no yesterday in your lungs, no tomorrow there either. There's only now. There's only the inhale. Only the exhale. There's only this moment. There's only the breath moving in and moving out. You can rest a while there while your heart and mind work through their relationship. This morning, while my brain was busy reading tea leaves and while my heart was staring at old photographs, I packed a little bag, walked to the door of my lungs. Before I could even knock, she opened the door with a smile. And as a gust of air embraced me, she said, "Oh, what took you so long?" Now, holding John Rodel's invitation, for a little while, let's just stay with the lungs. Here in the lungs, there's no breath from yesterday, There's no breath from tomorrow. Only this one. Arriving and leaving. And then this one. I'd like to offer that for this short period of practice, there's nothing to solve, nothing to become, nothing to get rid of. Just be here. Be here now. Be here now with each breath. Rest a while in the lungs. And gradually, gently move out from the lungs, widening your awareness until it includes your whole body. This body sitting here, not the body you had 20 years ago, not the body you wish you had now or the body you think you should have. This body, your body, the one sitting on your chair, in your home, in this moment. Perhaps notice areas of comfort and those of discomfort. Areas of warmth, coolness, heaviness, lightness, ease or ache. Energy or tiredness. See if, even for a moment, nothing has to be different. If discomfort is here, discomfort is here. If ease is here, ease is here. If sleepiness or tiredness is here, sleepiness and tiredness are here. No second arrows. No, I should feel this, or my body shouldn't be this way, or I need this to go away. Allow. Recognize. This is what is here in this present moment. And perhaps silently offer your body, you're human, you are allowed to be as you are in this moment. You're allowed to be as you are in this moment. Should those words bring discomfort, can you allow that too? Or perhaps offer, may I be willing to allow this to be present? And gently swing to your anchor and rest with the breath for a while. And expanding the field of awareness a little wider, what else has arrived with you today? Simply notice. There's truly no need to go on a hunting expedition. Just stay here, open to each moment, noticing what each contains. Moments of sadness or worry. Moments of contentment, then restlessness, loneliness. A moment of gratitude, anger, fear, joy. Then a moment of uncertainty. Or perhaps a moment of something that doesn't yet have a name. Whatever is here, see if you can notice the difference between the experience itself and what the mind says about the experience. For example, if aware of sadness, your mind might offer, "What do you have to be sad about? You shouldn't still be sad. You have so much to be grateful for." Or, when the moment holds fear, you might hear a commentary like, "What do you have to be afraid about? You're being foolish. You know better than this." In a moment of uncertainty, the mind might offer, "Stop focusing on the breath. Get moving. You need to figure this out." See if you can catch the second arrows when they appear, not judging them, as they're just old programs, the way the mind has been trained to help, to protect, to make things better. Instead, as you recognize them, offer, "Oh, there's the argument again." And then return to the lungs or your chosen home base to find this inhale and this exhale. Here and now. And now, let one thing about yourself, your life, that you've been arguing with come to mind. Nothing overwhelming. Ensure it's something you can sit beside right now. A personality trait that annoys you, your age, or perhaps a feeling that keeps returning. It might be something you wish you had done differently, or a need you would rather not have. Notice what happens in the body as you bring it gently into awareness. And rather than entertaining the story that typically comes with it, move back to the breath, back to the earth beneath you, and quietly acknowledge, "This is here." Not, "This is good," or, "I want this." Not, "This will always be here." Simply, "This is here." Notice too any arguments that arise, places of tightness in your body, or the mind pushing away, scolding, or questioning why. See if just for one breath you can put the argument down, knowing you can pick it up again later if you need to. But for this breath, no arguing. And this breath, can this be here without the need to go to war with it for one breath, then two? Tomorrow maybe three. I don't know. So we practice rep after rep. And as we do, you might silently offer, this is what is here, breathing in. And I'm here too, breathing out. And then again, this is here, and I am too. Is there a sense that with awareness comes a little more spaciousness around whatever you are experiencing? That you don't have to push it away or climb inside it. Just make room for it. Room for the sadness and the breath. Room for uncertainty and the earth beneath you. Room for the ache and also the places in the body that don't ache. Room for what you wish were different and what's already okay. Nothing excluded. Nothing required to leave. Perhaps peace is not the disappearance of what troubles us. Perhaps peace is the space in which we no longer have to fight everything that arrives. And now, if it's comfortable, place your hand gently over your heart. Feel the warmth and the weight of your own hand. And bring into awareness not one particular feeling or problem, but your whole self. The whole complicated human being sitting here. The parts that you readily welcome and the parts that you would rather tuck behind your back. Your strengths and imperfections. Your certainty and your confusion. Your courage and your fear. Your becoming and your being. And very gently ask, can I be at peace with me? Know that there's no correct answer, only the answer that comes. You don't have to manufacture a yes. Just let the question rest in the heart. Can I be at peace with me as I am in this moment? And breathe. May I stop fighting myself? May I make room for all that is here. May I meet myself with kindness. May I be at peace. And for all those places where it doesn't feel true or available, may I be willing to make peace with me. And now returning once more to the lungs, the in and the out, the breath arriving and leaving. Note how not one of your breaths asks who you were yesterday. The breath doesn't ask who you'll be tomorrow. It simply flows in and out. Life is like that. Feel your body supported by the chair supported by the earth. Feel your hands and recognize that everything doesn't have to be resolved before you leave this practice. There may still be sadness. There may still be uncertainty. There may still be something that needs tending, a conversation that needs to be had, a change that needs to be made. Peace doesn't ask us to pretend otherwise. Perhaps for now, peace only asks, can I meet what is here without adding another war? And taking a slightly fuller breath and releasing it slowly, this person, this body, this heart, this life, here, now, this breath. Thank you for your presence and your practice. I look forward to being with you again soon. Namaste.